1 o'clock hour on a Friday. It's a fan club Friday here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We have some fun over the next hour. We'll talk a little football too. We'll mix that in, get back into some of the news in the NFL today, including Trey Hendrickson being shopped by the Cincinnati Bengals. And can you believe in our group chat for, 6 months, Sean Barber, former Chiefs linebacker, has been trying to convince Drew that they should trade Joe Burrow.
And
do you know, that nationally?
Who?
Stephen A. Smith today on First Take said that Cincinnati should, or Joe Burrow should request out of Cincinnati.
Well, because that's slightly different. Him requesting out versus Cincinnati just being like, we don't want
Charles Barkley might have been right last night, guys. I don't know if you heard what Charles
Chuck say.
Charles said, you know, there's a bunch of idiots over at ESPN, and we're going to become idiots because we're going to be working over there.
I don't think it's happening anytime soon, but 5 years from now, if things don't change and Joe Burrow has a crappy defense again, I could see him requesting a trade out.
It's not like, right now, you know what? I can't think of a single Cincinnati Bengals quarterback who ever requested to leave the city. I can't think of a single one. A former number one overall pick who also turned the franchise around from being one of the worst.
If they ruined him and he left, I might actually not be a Bengals fan.
You're going to quit? Promise me that if they trade Joe Burrow, you'll finally become a Chiefs fan. You'll give up. You just give up on the squad.
I don't think I can be a Chiefs fan after all the history that we've been through together. I don't think it would be the Chiefs.
So you're saying you'd become a fan of whatever team Joe Burrow gets traded to, or whoever team?
Very, very likely, yes.
What if it's the Ravens? Teams you hate.
No, I might become a Packers fan then because my grandparents lived in Madison, Wisconsin forever. Packers is the team that I'd be closest to. Probably. My
pretty
brother
safe
for them.
They're usually pretty good.
Historically good, you know.
You get some championships by adopting them.
Take care of their players. Or maybe I just cheer for the Jaguars because they stink as well, and I might as well hop on a
bandwagon. That's depressing. You're going to be a Bengals and then a Jags fan?
Let's do it.
Get therapy before you hate yourself too much if that's the transition you make. Yeah, you got a Jags fan. My God. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'd be worried you did.
All right, we got our friends from Sazerac in studio with us as well. We're going to have some fun, not only for the next hour or so, but also they're a big part of our night tonight over at Kelly's.
Introduce yourselves here on the radio. We got a couple of guys over from Sazerac.
I am Aaron.
Aaron.
Not Mike Jones.
Yeah, I'm Mike Jones. Where's Mike Jones at?
That's exactly where we should start here.
Okay.
Yeah, we thought Mike was going to be here. First, we thought his name was Mike. That's not even his name, apparently.
He DMs me on Twitter, and the Twitter handle says Mike Jones, and we started joking about it, and then he finally messaged me. He said, hey, my name's Walton, man. He's like, I love this, though.
He should be here. He's the one that kind of set this up. He's the face of the Sazerac Kansas City team, but he randomly comes down with a doctor's appointment this morning.
Just happens to this morning.
Case of the nerves, maybe.
Yeah.
Afraid to be on the radio, huh? Yeah. What are you guys making for us today? What
do we got? I've got a couple options, actually.
Oh, okay.
Both using Wheatley vodka. That's our vodka made at Buffalo Trace Distillery. So I've got a Moscow Mule or a Wheatley American Mule, as we call it, or a transfusion for the golf people.
What's that? What's a transfusion?
So it's basically the same thing as a Moscow Mule, just with grape juice.
Oh.
Added to it.
Ooh. Why not?
Sweetens it up a little
try
bit.
Why not? Yeah. Very popular.
I'll try that. You know, I like a mule, but I'll try the transfusion. Why not?
I had a transfusion like 2 weeks ago, probably, or something. So
Drew,
I'll do
I would
the
think.
Mule.
Where Drew?
Yeah, where's Drew? A little grape juice? He's there.
They said it's something that's very popular on the golf course. You golf more than anybody.
I bet Drew
show.
Doesn't drink on the course. I bet he's a straight edge.
I think I've said this on the show. I do not drink on my golf because I take it too seriously.
Ludicrous.
Okay, Tiger Woods. I mean, have a few drinks.
Dude, like, a guy that I've golfed with is like a scratch golfer, and he drinks as much as the rest of us on the course. He's not taking it more serious than you. He's a scratch golfer. He must take his golf game pretty serious.
Well, yeah, normally, yes. I mean, if he's able to drink while also shooting scratch, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Did he even say what the doctor's appointment was for? I don't know if it's HIPAA or not.
Text line's convinced that he's actually golfing right now.
He could be golfing. He could be.
It's a little chilly out there, but
it's possible. His boss is probably listening, too. So.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I can't say for
sure. You know
what?
He probably is at the doctor's office. He confirmed to me, sent from the bed, practically dying.
Well, I heard it the other day, Alex, when you said Mike texted in saying we had all this swag. And I'm like, is somebody poaching on our event here? Like, what's going on? And then Walt texted me and said, oh, that's me. Like, but why?
Yeah, he sent us a photo.
Does he not want people to know, or is he also just a Mike Jones fan?
That's kind of what I assumed at first, because Why not?
We had to explain to Drew. Drew, I don't know if you were just playing with us, but we had to explain.
I know. I'm Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone. It's one of the best instrumentals in rap history.
Yeah.
I was a little bit worried.
Now, so this is the Wheatley Vodka, American Vodka. This is, I'm not a huge wrestling guy, but people that are listening might know. This is Cody Rhodes is like, they have a partnership or something, is that right?
They sure do, yeah. They sure do. It's the official vodka of the WWE.
Right, there we go.
Not just Cody Rhodes. Wow. The whole WWE. Plus, I support all people named Cody, as you know.
That's just fair.
Across the board, universally,
you have
I support Cody's. There's not enough of us in adulthood, you know? It's not a serious adult person's name, as I pointed out. So, you know, I do radio. He does wrestling. We don't even have real people jobs. There's no, like, Cody in, like, account development, you know? There's no one in, like, a real job. You got to have, like, fake work.
We'll get to the random question of the day in this hour as well. We've got something planned for that as we're getting the drinks made, or at least the folks from Sazerac are kind enough to play bartender. Cody, I'll say this, though. When you bartend in here, I don't get options. They give me options.
It's not a full bar.
I got options today. Now, normally you'll give me some options in a can. I got actual handmade cocktails right here.
I will say, if you would like options, let's build a bar. Let's just build an actual physical bar here in the Courtney Tech space. Let's build an actual bar.
It's an every Friday thing. Why not?
I mean, at some point, it actually kind of makes sense that I could stand behind there, have the shakers, have the mixers. For a couple $100, we could stock a little mini bar back here. The problem is we got to have other people promise they're not taking it, you know?
Well, good luck with that.
You think they're getting in on it?
No.
Okay. You don't think they'll chip in?
No.
Did Drew want transfusion or mule?
Whatever you think's better.
You should get transfusion. Get him the one with juice.
Sure. Go ahead.
You know, we got to make sure that Drew makes it through the night. He's worried about his neck, you know? We're concerned for his safety. Are you guys coming tonight, I assume?
Yeah, we'll be there tonight.
Okay, I don't know who from Sazerac would be present, but I'm glad you guys are going to make it.
I want to see this drink competition between Cody and Drew.
Yeah, I'm convinced if I were to set odds on this right now.
I'm going to have to get my wife to somehow call off
get an Uber or have her pick you up. Yeah. I'm convinced if we were to set odds, Cody winning the drinking competition would be minus 500.
Wow, Drew, you think I'm a heavy favorite?
Yeah.
I'm a bigger favorite than Shohei to win MVP.
That's right.
Are we talking? So this is the thing. I think you have to go off percentages. Like if you have a drink that's like 10% alcohol and I have one that's 5, I think we have to drink the same drink.
Same drink.
Yeah. Match them.
Okay.
You got to have the exact same drink, whether it's beers or just the same cocktail.
Well, beer, Cody would be minus 20,000 because I wouldn't finish.
No, we just drink the same thing. I think we drink, I don't care, gin and tonics, or we drink mules. You choose one drink.
Cranberry
and
vodka.
And it's just whoever. Okay, can it be a real drink?
No, cranberry vodka.
Cranberry
Sprite.
Vodka Sprite. Fine. I still think I can win that contest. We'll just use Wheatley vodka.
We've got plenty of liquor right here. We can do it
right now. I'll do the show.
1 hour.
The bosses will love it. Yeah, our boss will absolutely love Cody and Drew just right here. You know, we'll get the camera set up.
It's not essentially on Friday, but this is probably worth mentioning now because he's not going to get us in trouble now. Plus, I think he's busy today.
I just like these mugs, by the way.
So he might not be listening anyway.
These mugs are awesome.
When Alex turned 30, we wanted to set up like, it's fun, right? We'll have Alex. It's his 30th. I brought in like presents and drinks. And the point was he was going to have to drink the entirety of the show. And I was giving him shots to take. And the boss is like, hey, you guys are just, that's performative, right? He's not actually taking those shots. To which we responded, of course not. We would not have Alex drink the entire show. We'd already done many shots.
We had to stop at that point.
We were many deep by the time he had asked if we were really doing it or not. So,
see, Cody, they also brought better mugs than you do. These are nice. Like, kind of has like a, what do you call it? Like a matte finish on the mug. This is nice. You know, this is first class right here.
Cody needs a sponsorship.
I have these kind of cups at my house.
You don't have matte finish ones like
I'm not
these.
No, I don't. I don't have them that look like this. I do like Buffalo Trace.
This is good, by the way. Transfusion. So what all is in this again?
So same thing as Moscow Mule. It's got vodka, lime, ginger beer, but you add grape juice to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Somebody says we can build a bar. We put a lock on the cabinet like everyone else is a teenager and we're going out of town for the weekend.
Could do that. Definitely could do that.
Just to build a bar with a padlock on it.
What is your guys' last the text line to 913-586-7965? What's your dream Chiefs offseason? Everybody's trying to figure out. They think they got the master plan. What would you guys know? We know Trey Smith's been tagged, likely going to get an extension. Joe Tooney's traded. But next week, this all really opens up. What's the priority? Who do you want to sign? Who do you want to trade? Who do you want to extend?
I'm kind of with you guys. I want to keep Hollywood if the price is right. you would think that we could be able to get him on the same sort of deal that we had. I don't know. I always temper down my expectations now because in the past, I was like, oh, we got to go get DeAndre Hopkins. And
go get the biggest name on the block.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
You know, and we've done that, and sometimes it doesn't always work.
I do feel like anytime they go after, like, the 30-year-old wide receiver, they're always, like, 3 years late. Like, it wasn't the time. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is the guy you should have gotten 3 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
And it was fine. Like, they were desperate this year, and they had the injuries, and he did fine for stepping in for what they needed. Didn't, like, stop him from getting to the Super Bowl, but... Yeah, there is a point of which I'd like you to be slightly more aggressive, at least on that end, you know?
There's some fun suggestions on the text line. Someone said they want him to bring Tyreek Hill back, sign Myles Garrett, draft a left tackle. I mean, one, Tyreek Hill, at this point, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of good now. Like, I kind of good? Yeah, I wouldn't want him back. No. Myles Garrett, I would love to trade
if he were just on the street.
Myles Garrett in a trade would be fun. I just don't think they're going to do that with the money that would also be required, plus the draft pick compensation.
Man, Tyreek Hill in an injured year had 81 catches for 959 yards. The year before had 1,813 touchdowns.
I just don't want all that. I moved on.
You
don't want the noise? I don't want all the noise.
Yeah, less drama. Way less drama without Tyreek.
Great player. Obviously helped him win a ring, but they've won a couple since he left, too. I'm good. You know?
Are either of you guys golfers, by the way?
I am.
Okay. That's why you mentioned the transition.
I saw him get his first birdie.
Yep.
Nice. Last year? 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
First birdie. I had talked up how bad I was at golf. Aaron and I went out, struggled, took a fireball shot, birdied. Immediately
after.
That's
the key to success on the golf course.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Nice.
It's always the ones that say they're not that good.
Well, I'm not. Oh, I'm awful. I'm terrible. I told them the story. I went to Topgolf, I don't know, 6 months ago at least, and they have this club which makes people like me think we can have some fun. It's called, like, I honestly, it's called the Sure Thing Club, and it's
like illegal, right?
High loft, 20 degree loft, you know, just, but I'm like, this is why people like golf. Hitting it straight, got more air under it than I ever had in my entire life. I was like, this is a beautiful thing. Otherwise I'm awful. So if I could steal that club and take it out to the golf course.
Honestly, if you're not playing for money in the golf course, then who cares?
Exactly.
If you're just trying to have fun.
I can't use it in a tournament or something.
Don't use it in a four-man charity scramble. Although, I told you, the amount of cheating that exists in those is now to the point of comedy. I was in one with, like, everyone was a geriatric. And they're like, well, we shot 49 under. You're like, I don't think you did. There's almost no way you shot that. And it's just like, what am I going to do? Call them out? For their $200 in price, okay.
Exactly.
Kudos, sir. You
not worth it.
But, like, they won by, you know how it is. They won by, like, 15 strokes. It's like, you should have made this less obvious.
Okay. Yeah.
You're not all Tiger Woods out there in his prime hitting shots to 2 feet.
Have any of you watched I know Drew has, the new TGL thing, which is basically like golf simulator but with pros on ESPN?
Yeah. Mike Jones is huge into that.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He always sends us text reminders when it's coming on. What I want to do, I don't want to watch it. I want to like do it.
Sure.
But I don't even know.
I want to do it, or I want to, like, if we're going to do it, it's got to be like, if I'm going to watch it, I need like a fantasy league. Like, we all pick a team and it's all just like stroke or something. So at least I can like bet on it or something. I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah. I think it'd be a little bit more fun if you mix some liquor in there or even a few beers, let those guys start.
Beer holes, get loose a little bit.
Yeah. Getting after each other a little bit, talking a little bit of crap would make it a little bit more fun for the audience.
Let them throw some wagers down. Yeah.
Like, if it's a simulator, it kind of feels like it needs to. They did one. I remember there was a time when, like, Tiger offered somebody a little money to do it. I think they should make, like, yeah, it should
That's
be
what made more. The match fun a little bit when it first started, you know? The match has run its course a little bit, I think. It was, obviously, Mahomes was part of it 2 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, the Mahomes-Kelsey one.
Yeah, that was, if Steph Curry was involved and Chuck and Draymond was just kind of hanging out randomly as well. A lot of people going back to the... what we texted or asked them to text in suggestions. They want Luther Burden drafted in the first round. Cam Scataboo out of Arizona State in the third. That's someone's wish for the Chiefs.
Luther Burden is not going to be available at 31. I don't think.
He's sliding, though.
He is. Now, Matt Miller thinks he's still going to. That's all like BS. Like, people are just kind of doing it on purpose almost. Like, teams are trying to downplay him.
Can you celebrate a Tiger? Does it matter to you once they get to the NFL?
I haven't framed Nick Bolton jersey on the Chiefs, not as a Missouri Tiger, as a Chiefs player. So I'm fine with that. Once you, no matter what college you went to, if you're on the Chiefs,
you're a Chief.
Yeah. Absolutely. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at that point in time. Did you see the weird Cam Scataboo story today? Since someone brought up his name on the text line. So there's an accusation. I guess a college teammate of his is suing him. His teammate claims Scataboo's reckless actions caused a severe elbow injury that ended his football career. He claims that, thinking of golf, in 2023, he says that another player and him were in a golf cart when Scataboo jumped on it, collapsed the cart, caused a ruptured tricep tendon for this player. He's seeking more than $300,000 worth of damages. Jump on top of a golf cart, collapses, player gets injured, and he's now that Scataboo's about to make some money, this guy's suing. That's what I get the sense of what's going on here. Have you jumped on top of a golf cart before?
I've done some stupid things in golf carts, never jumped on top of one.
Never that.
Yeah, flipped them, fell out of them. Those are the top two, but never jumped on top.
You never put one in a bunker?
No.
That's good.
Surprisingly enough.
You know, it's a limit thing.
Yeah.
You got to set yourself off.
Multiple
somewhere.
People in the text line say Mike Jones, the best Sazerac
golfer.
I'm
assuming this is him texting if he's saying he's the best Sazerac.
Someone else says, Jake and Aaron are fake Royals fans.
Oh, so here's the second thing with Mike Jones is he's a fake snitch liner.
Oh,
he makes up stuff for our snitch line. We found this out last Friday on your snitch line when he texted in that Jake was a fake Royals fan. And we found out he texts in fake snitches on me and Jake every time you guys do a snitch line.
Dang.
I know. And so, we love the guy, too. That's the problem.
So he accused you of being a fake Royals fan, but you're not, you're saying?
Not a fake Royals fan.
Chance to defend yourself, you know?
The worst part is, though, he's a Red Sox fan.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Anything worse? Is there anything worse than that other than Yankees fan?
Nope.
That's disappointing.
That's
you know?
Like second to last. I'm glad he's not here now, actually.
That's really disappointing.
Red Sox fan.
We'll let him know.
That's no good.
He's excited about Alex Bregman, I'm sure.
Did he grow up in Kansas City and he's a
Red
Sox fan?
Born and raised.
Yeah.
Parkville, Missouri. Chiefs fan, Mizzou fan.
How does this happen? Because we give Drew a hard time. Obviously, he went to Butler, but he's a Wisconsin fan. He obviously is a Bengals fan, but he's from Indy. How does this stuff happen? How does this happen when you live somewhere your whole life where you're born there and you end up being a fan of all these different teams and schools from different states and cities?
Yeah. His favorite player's got to be like Manny Ramirez or David Ortiz in order for that to even.
Or Pedro.
For that to make sense,
That could
I could see him being a big David Ortiz fan.
I liked Frank Thomas a lot growing up. I'm not a White Sox fan. It's not,
I like Ken Griffey Jr.
I'm not a Mariners fan. Like, I mean, it's okay to like really like a player and not just adopt the entire fan base.
Yeah.
Man, and he suffered for a while there too, depending on his age. Or maybe he just became a fan immediately because they won a World Series. I don't know how old.
Likely.
I don't know how old
That's
he is.
That's what we need to get to the bottom of.
Let's hear it, Mike. Let's hear it.
Well, see, I feel like if you're born and raised Kansas City and you're not a Royals fan, you shouldn't get to be a Chiefs fan. You should have to choose.
Wow.
I think you got to go full hometown.
Man, that's
tough. I don't know.
You got to just be all or nothing?
I think so.
See, I grew up, didn't even think there was an option to be anything other than a Chiefs and a Royals fan.
A lot of parents do that. They don't really give you much choice. Yeah. My house was full of like mixed, because like my mom grew up in like California, or like she was born in California, so she was a Raiders fan and most of my life. Like, she really liked Jeff Hostetler. My dad is a Broncos fan, but most of my siblings are Chiefs fans except for one we're a real mixed bag in this group, kind of like Vinny Pasquantino told us, like his whole family, it's like everyone's got like a different team they seemingly NFL team they seemingly root for. But he was like, he grew up in a place that didn't have a team, at least. Like, he was in a part of Virginia, they didn't have, like, he didn't grow up in a city that had an NFL team. So I guess at that point, at least, he just said, Vinny Testaverde's got the name Vinny, that's my guy.
Our family's fully aligned. Like, everybody's a Chiefs fan, everybody's a Royals fan.
Could you marry someone who wasn't? Could you marry a Broncos fan who also loved the White Sox?
I mean, never say never. Like,
I was trying to put those two together.
Where did this person come from?
Raiders fan is a no-go, because I've told you, I was trained as a young kid that Raiders fans were just trash. And so that'll never leave my mind. Like, I was in a relationship with someone that went to Mizzou, so like it's not like I would.
Is your whole family aligned at Kansas too?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like my both brother-in-laws went to KU. So everybody's
very
KU
insular.
Chiefs Royals. That's just the way it's worked out.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
How do you feel about if you move? You grow up somewhere, then you move.
I think you adopt them as your second team.
When in life, I think it depends when that happened in life. You know, like if you were in your 30s and moved for a job, it'd be weird to switch allegiances. But if you were when you moved and your family moved when you were 9 years old, well, then I get why the new city would be the team you might root for, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's that. And then I think you can adopt like a second team if you're in a completely different city. You're like, well, I'm going to follow them. You know what? I'm here. Like, I live in Las Vegas now. I'll like, maybe not them, but like,
it can't be a rival, right? Like, I still always will root for Boise State. I did radio out there. So Cody knows they always give me a hard time. Like, Boise State, I'll root for them. They're not rivals with Kansas, so it doesn't matter, right? Like, if I moved to Austin, Texas, I'm not gonna become a Texas Longhorn fan. I could tell you that wouldn't have happened ever.
I'll tell you what I did. I married into an Oklahoma Sooner family.
Okay, that's an intense group.
Yep. So I was totally off board for the longest time. Didn't want to rooted for everybody but the Sooners. Went out to a football game. Completely changed my mindset on it. Such a blast out there, and then especially now SEC football is just next level, just a whole different environment.
Did you have an allegiance before?
That's the thing, I didn't really have an allegiance before, so it was easy to jump in.
Yeah,
once I kind of had a reason to.
Like, if I took on a hockey team and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna make the Kraken my squad, if Kansas City got a team, I'd be like, it's been nice knowing you, Kraken, I'll see you later, I've adopted you later in life, I'm going to now take the Kansas City team as my team and move on to the next thing. But it would have to be like a certain amount of time, right? Like you said, if you're 9, your allegiances might sway a little bit. If you're 30, I mean, I feel like you're pretty firm in there.
Right.
But like, I went to UMKC. I didn't have like a strong... We grew up watching... The most sports we watched were Colorado and Kansas. Those are the two sports we probably watched the most of. We also watched Missouri. Like, there wasn't like a strong allegiance anywhere in my family.
Yeah, and if you went to a D2 school, like if you went to Washburn in Topeka, you can be a KU fan as well, right? Yeah, Ichabods, there you go.
Ichabods, go Bods.
One of the most unique mascots in college sports, the Ichabod.
Did you cover them a little bit while you were there?
No, I did not individually. My co-host did play-by-play for them, but that was the whole Michael Wilhoit thing yesterday we brought up with the Broncos, former Broncos linebacker coach. I didn't
punched
really...
Punched a
cop? Yeah, that's why he got fired. Yeah, makes sense.
That's a, like, you can't even, like, make it today too situation, huh? You're not going
to... Sean Payton was asked about it at the Combine at the time. It was, like, the day after. He's like, oh, yeah, we're you know... We're well aware of it. And then like 2 days later, they fired him. Understandably so.
You're like, we're looking into it. Immediately fired. I guess that's why, you know, some teams move faster than others. And this one, it's an assistant coach. If it was
deal with the PR why are you going to protect or retain somebody that like, it's just not worth it.
You just find some other guy on the street that did it. How are you enjoying your infusion?
This is great. This is good. Drew, how are we doing over there?
I don't know how to get Drew his drink.
One of us will. Okay, we're going to go to break in a few minutes. We'll get you. You haven't had it. You'll like this. It's very good.
Drew's just sitting in there thirsty.
I've got a drink over here. I'm good. I've got a water bottle. I'm good.
Water bottle? It's fan club. During this.
I know that, but I'll just get it during the break. It's fine.
I'm a little worried Drew's going to pass out tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
That whole drink for drink thing.
You guys got to relax. I'll be fine.
Okay. He's gonna by the end of the night. Drew's gonna be tweeting that Joe Burrow sucks. We're gonna get massive drunk tweets from Drew's Twitter account.
Tweets from Drew.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna finally admit
drunk
that he's
tweet that gets fired off today. Any drunk text?
Oh, that's fair game. Yeah.
Anything tonight? Again, we'll be at Kelly's starting at 6:30 p.m. Sazerac shipping on the bill. We got $1,100 because a listener sent in $100 to make us juice us up a little bit. Help us there. So we'll have that starting at 6:30 for any of the listeners that listen to the show. The idea is that a thank you for you guys for making us the number one rated show. We wanted to say thanks back. So we got the little patio area at Kelly's. That's where we'll be starting at 6:30 tonight till the tab ends. Then I'll continue to stay there. I just don't know. It just won't be like on our tab anymore.
913-586-7965. We got the guys from Sazerac hanging out with us here on a Fan Club Friday. Text line says, Gold has such specific criteria for a wife, she doesn't exist.
Has to be a Kansas fan. But otherwise, she can't fit in with the family.
But I didn't say
gotta
that.
Like Kansas. No. Gotta like...
I just told you.
Chiefs, gotta like Royals.
I dated someone that she was a Missouri grad. I told you that already. I don't think I sports allegiances are preferred, but I've told you this as well. Look, if you hate sports, probably not going to work. But I actually, and I've talked to somebody else that's they agreed, like industry-wise, when they met their wife. I don't want someone like a complete sports nut. I like also escaping sports when I go home for a little bit because it's what we talk about for every single day.
You want
to
watch Bachelor in Paradise together, you know?
Sure. But also, like, if you hate sports, it's probably not going to work, right? Because, like, if you're just, like, flat out, you hate it. So there's a balance. I don't know if it's specific criteria, but there's certain things. The whole team thing isn't the end of the world. It's like, it's really, it's more the, I would say, the type of person fair or not. Like, I just think, I don't think I would even be interested in that person if they were like a Raiders fan. I truly mean that. Like, I just don't think we would, like, we would go on a date.
So she's just, person. She's a 10 out of 10 at the bar. And she's like, way, that guy's cute. And she's in a Raiders shirt and you're out?
I think when we started talking, we would not be compatible.
100% agree.
Different lifestyle, you know?
Different lifestyle.
You know, fresh out of prison. I mean, just all kinds of stuff.
You know, there's a record there somewhere.
Yeah. You know?
Pulls that jacket off, there's a Raiders shirt underneath.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We have a coworker who's a Raiders fan in this building. You don't think he's a bad person?
No, but like, he's also a Cardinals fan. What the hell is going on? He's a Raiders and a Cardinals fan. I'm also not trying to date him, so I don't care. You know? Doesn't matter.
It could depend.
Really tall kids, you know, the two of you.
I know it's not how it works.
Oh my goodness. I guess it would make a difference if they come out and say, I'm a Las Vegas Raiders fan. Like,
yeah.
Because that's just like, I like the NFL.
And sure. I was in Vegas. I didn't have an NFL team and they moved here. That would change it a little bit, right?
But if they say Oakland Raiders fan.
Yeah. That's like the black hole throwing batteries at Chiefs players. That's what I'm talking about. That's the trash I'm talking about right there.
If they said they
batteries?
Were
batteries,
yeah, fairness, Drew, oh yeah, they would throw batteries. Talk to Sean Barber and some of the old school Chiefs about going to O.co Coliseum or whatever it was called, 100 different names, I think.
In fairness, if they said they were a Los Angeles Raiders fan, they'd be like 50.
They might not work anyway.
They would be. He keeps his Bumble profile from last time I checked it. The last time you had a dating profile up, you were keeping your dating range.
So I'm 34, by the way.
You were keeping it from like 26 to like 37?
Yeah, we're now at 28 to like 36, 37.
Okay, so similar range.
Yeah.
You bumped up to 28, huh?
I had to. I'm 34. I just turned 34. Anyway, up next, we'll get to a quick what's trending. We'll talk more about everything going on this weekend, and maybe we'll talk some Royals baseball, including Jack Caglione, who once again hit a home run. That's coming up next.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We'll get back to Fan Club Friday in just a second with our friends from Sazerac. But a couple moves in the NFL. The Chiefs tendered a few contracts today. These are the exclusive rights free agents, kind of housekeeping stuff. Matt Araiza, Chiefs punter. Also Mike Caliendo, Chiefs guard, who ended up starting a couple games and started in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia. Plus, just in the last half hour or so, the Tennessee Titans have announced that Harold Landry, one of their pass rushers, has been released. A lot of moves happening today ahead of the legal tampering period, which begins on Monday, Tuesday, next week.
Everyone's releasing their expensive defensive linemen because they realize there are other defensive linemen available is what I'm figuring is happening. Next up on What's Trending, all college basketball this week in Missouri versus Kentucky, 11 a.m. for their regular season finale. KU will take on Arizona at 3:30, and K-State will wrap up their season versus Iowa State ahead of the Big 12 tournament next week here in Kansas City. Sadly, also, the Roos season's done.
It's done, man. It's over.
UMKC lost to number one seeded in the Summit League, Omaha, 70-61. Uno took them down, you know? Terrible year for UMKC once again.
Didn't have enough support, I hear, from like
the... I need to win the lottery so I can just like give a ton of money to the university.
Yeah, I hear they didn't have enough support from especially the faculty and the adjunct professors. A lot of the professors didn't really support the team, so... Mm-hmm.
You know, technically now, because I'm part of faculty, I'm not even allowed to give money to these kids. And I have one of the players in my class.
Really?
I do. Can I tell them how disappointed I am in this season on Monday?
You should tell them, you know what? Now that your season's over, it's time to focus on the academics. It's time. It's time to focus. So next up on What's Trending, how about a nice contract in the media world? Stephen A. Smith signed a 5-year, $100 million contract. He's a dang, you know, backup guard in the NBA or something these days.
He's a starting guard in the NFL, depending on which sport you put it in. Absolutely nuts. But also, when you're the face of ESPN, that's what they're going to pay you. And it's not like you turned down $100 million if someone offered you to do TV.
No, obviously.
Take it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Where do I sign?
Last thing on What's Trending, don't forget, tonight we are going to be at Kelly's. 6:30. A little over $1,000 tab. Our friends over at Sazerac in here for the fan club, helping us chip in on the tab. We got $1,000 to thank you for making us the number one rated midday show in the market. we'd like to continue that. So this is, you can look at it as bribery or thanks. I don't really care. Either way, we're bribing you to continue to listen, That's so right. please do. Or we're thanking you with $1,000 towards a bar tab. Till the money's gone. I mean, I've got the money set aside. Let's do it.
Yep.
We'll have a little fun tonight at Kelly's starting at 6:30. We'll be in like the little upstairs patio area.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We've got Jake and Aaron from Sazerac hanging out with us. Someone wanted to know if Troy Geary is going to show up tonight.
The gear.
I don't think
one of the best defensive ends of his era.
I don't think the gear will be there. But you know what?
I'm a little afraid for him to fly. I don't want him to be on two different plane crashes.
He might make a post saying he was at the party tonight, though.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
He has.
Did you guys catch that story when we told that a few weeks ago?
I love every
second. Oh, we'll get their mics on. There we go.
Love every second of it.
We
went down my own rabbit hole.
I still check to make sure he's never like apologized for it. Everyone, so I'm like, yep, time to go check on old Troy Geary's page. Has he posted anything like, oopsie, I wasn't on that Delta plane crash? No, just hoping everyone forgets that he pretended to be on it.
Yeah, are we really ruling out that he's not at Kelly's tonight?
He's gonna post that he's there.
Yeah. He'll Photoshop himself in the back.
You guys remember,
amongst all my friends.
Did you guys ever?
We actually have no idea how many people to expect tonight. So no. Troy Geary could be amongst us.
We
don't have like an RSVP list. It is a total guess on who will show up tonight.
If he actually shows up, all of us collectively have to, the gear, we all have to just make it a huge thing.
Yeah, right. No doubt. Do you guys, when you were in elementary school, did you ever have to do a project called, it's like Flat Stanley. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
I know what Flat Stanley is.
So like the concept that you usually would send it to a family member from another city or in my case country, and they like took this thing everywhere. I feel like that's Troy Geary. It's like, you know, he's placing himself in anywhere that's of consequence, acting like he was there. That was the gear. One of the great defensive ends of our era. You know, that's exactly what it was. Before we get to the random question of the day, are you guys ready for eventually Jack Caglione? Because I think we got to be a little patient, right?
You don't want to put him in the big leagues tomorrow.
We need to see him hit in the minors, need to see him play some right field, but he looks the part in the batter's box, and he's going to next year on opening day for sure be on the roster. Maybe we see him in August, but I get the hype, man. Everybody likes home runs too, so if you're a power bat, that's going to get people excited anyway.
I think we really got spoiled with Bobby Witt Jr., and we expect the next draft pick to be right up there as quick as he was, but I really hope they don't rush him along and bring him up. I wouldn't be surprised if we're in the race late in the year and they do bring him up in August, September, see what he can do if he has a good time in the minors, but I don't think we should rush him. I think we should give him some time to kind of develop as a player.
What's your guys' expectations for the year? You guys are Royals fans, maybe, according to
fake
text line.
Royals fans,
maybe
perhaps,
fake ones.
Still Royals fans, it all counts the same.
For me, it's like, I think the next step, win the division. That's my expectation. Look, they make the playoffs. I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, what a failure. But where are you guys at as Royals fans?
No, 100%. Win the division. I mean, they were so close last year anyways. It seems like not that long ago it was a trash division. And now it's
three teams last year.
I mean, it's up there with some of the best in the league.
We were wondering, though, earlier, I think it was yesterday, you know, the White Sox, everybody destroyed. They're going to be bad, but maybe not historically bad. Does that cause the rest of the AL Central to only have, like, is it going to be one team this year, surprisingly, because everybody can't beat up on the White Sox this year the way they did?
Someone's going to fall back. They're not going to have three teams that made the playoffs, four that nearly did make the playoffs, and one laughing stock. Someone's going to fall back into the, like, 70s range. Honestly, nobody else in the division made more moves than the Royals, so I don't think it's them. I just assume it's like the Guardians on paper should be that team. They always win no matter who their roster is, and it doesn't seem to matter. And so, like, I always have a hard time kind of predicting. The Twins are like this. Twins go a little bit like this, so maybe guess somebody, maybe them.
I guess Shane Bieber, how healthy is he? He got hurt very early last year.
The rest of their roster is not very
good. The lineup's not the same, yeah.
Yeah, they're missing all the protection inside the lineup. It doesn't go particularly deep. Their bullpen is less than it used to be. It's like, but they're the kind of team that, like, sometimes I get jealous of in previous times, like other franchises where I'm like, how is it that even when I don't even like your team on paper that you're good at baseball? Because the Royals, it's like, if you don't like their team on paper, you know they're bad. Like, you just know this is a bad team. We don't have any, like, I don't understand how other teams are so good at doing it. That's all.
Yeah. I think it'll come down to whether pitchers like Lugo can do what he did last year.
Stay healthy.
That's exactly it. That is, and you can say it for a lot of teams, but they were so healthy last year. And I'm a little worried that there's going to be another a longer IL stint for somebody. Now, the bullpen should be better. So does that make up for some of that? You know, this is the give and take that you have. If everything comes together, they're going to win 90-plus games, right, in a perfect world. But the outfield is where everybody's keeping an eye on. You know, can they make this thing work with India and Massey getting time in left field? Or does MJ Melendez figure out this swing? And all of a sudden, we're talking about a guy hitting 240 and 30 bombs. It's a whole different conversation.
If you meet your wife at Kelly's tonight, will you promise me a speech at your wedding? One speech.
Maybe the rehearsal.
Max 2 minutes.
You get the rehearsal.
Reception. Not even like before, just reception.
Maybe the rehearsal, you know? Maybe the rehearsal.
I want to promise that if you meet your wife at Kelly's tonight, I get 2 minutes. You can choose either rehearsal or wedding or
see, I don't like this
reception.
Already. I'm just trying to have a good time tonight. You're already trying to... I won't try to set you up.
You know,
I just want to have a good time.
I don't want to put
I also have to... I hate to break it to you. I can't be out very, very late. I have to do a show tomorrow morning still. So I will not be out as late as you are.
I don't want to put you in this position.
That's money,
but,
man.
But Gold, if you found your wife, like, if you found your wife tonight and you got married in a year, is Cody one of your best men?
Best men?
First of all, there's only one.
I'm not the best man.
There's only
that's
one.
That's his friend.
Groomsman, I'm sorry.
It would have
best
to be.
Men.
It would depend how many groomsmen I had. That'd be the fair answer I can give you.
I don't think I make the cut under eight. So I'm just going to say, I don't think I make the cut under eight because Gold's close with his family. So he's going to be forced
both
to put all of his brother-in-law
in. Brother-in-laws.
And my family doesn't do that.
Yeah, so you're dealing with both brother-in-laws plus, you know, a best friend would be the best man. Then you deal with, does the person you're marrying, does she have a brother or two? You know, like,
so my family also doesn't do that. My family, like, and everybody does it different. Like, we're not obligated to include other people's family in our family. Like, you don't have to take on the rest of us. Also, that would be impossible in my family. Well, I'm getting married. Do you have any brothers who can be groomsmen? You can take all four of us tonight?
Got to pick your favorite, you know?
So Cody's Kyle Isbell in the batting lineup then for groomsmen.
Like,
sorry.
I think he is ninth.
That's his point.
But will Drew go drink for drink with Cody at Alex's reception?
I'm hoping it happens tonight, you know?
Were you at Rob's wedding?
At the reception, I will go drink for drink 100%. Tonight, I don't know. To be determined.
Tonight, you have to show up
and find out.
Hurts his drinking ability.
You have to show up and find out.
Let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
I didn't ask for a song.
People wanted
wedding.
You to sing a song
That's
at the
different.
Wedding.
You're I never guaranteeing me that.
My guess is, without ever meeting her, future wife would never let you sing at the wedding.
Hard
is my
say.
Guess.
Hard to say. Guess. She might have a good sense of humor. For you, Gold. For you, Drew. For our friends over at Sazerac. Everyone on the text line, 913-586-7965. I saw this one via like a, you know, person, like a man on the street question asking scenario. And I'll be honest, I was appalled by a number of people's answers. That's why I'm bringing it to the show today. How often do you change your socks?
Every day.
The number of people who said they wear them two or three times before changing them was much higher than I thought. And I thought we needed to get out there on the street. I needed to know now if anyone's wearing a pair of socks multiple times a week.
No, if I go to the gym, it's two pairs. Because like you know that feeling. You go to the gym, your feet are hot, sweating. You're I got to just put on some fresh pair of socks anyway. Yeah, one pair a day.
Sock is a one-per-use situation. Everybody?
Yep.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just worried. Yeah. I asked
you should
this
ask him the survey question from Trash of the Day yesterday.
What was the survey question?
The survey said 47% of Americans admit that they urinate in the shower. Yeah.
But they said 27% said they do it daily.
Which we thought was very high.
Daily's
nuts.
I said
extremely
high.
Daily's
crazy.
The toilet's
right there. It's right there. I mean, it's not like I could just pre-plan a little.
I said someone's lying if they said they've never done that, but daily is insane. Absolutely insane. You look like you're about to say,
I'm part of that 47%.
Oh,
wow. Every time.
Every time?
Every time.
That's good of you to admit it.
I'll stay in the shower a little bit longer just to urinate in the shower.
Man, that's crazy.
Do you go into the shower just bursting at the seams?
No,
no. That's what I don't get. It's
part of the water coming down.
That's what Drew said yesterday.
Yeah. It's just relaxing, and you're like, you know what? I kind of enjoy my time here.
Plus, you see, the sock question, a little different answer on the text line. Someone says, twice a day because I have sweaty feet and armpits. I don't know what the armpits have to do with the socks.
We're getting more people saying they change their socks multiple times a day than just once.
It has to be at least once a day.
Unless they get wet or something, and then I just, like, leave, then I'm just no socks.
The only time
I'll just be no socks.
The only time I've ever put on the same pair the next day, out of town, right? You maybe you didn't pack enough pair, or you're just like, you just that would be the only circumstance I can remember where I'm like, oh, I happen to put on the same sock, pair of socks the same next day, I guess.
It's a complete absolute no. There were a lot of people who said they do not do that. But I also like, I'm always surprised to find that people are like, I shower like 4 times a week. I'm like, 4 times? I'm like, I'm 7 for 7. If there's 365 days a year, I'm showering 400 times. Like, I'm not under the number of daily.
Yeah. Every once in a while, there's a lazy Sunday in there, but that is rare.
I mean, I might miss 2 a year. Like, I don't know. Like that? Like a Sunday? Maybe 2 a year?
Yeah.
Drew, you seem like somebody who skips a shower on a weekend.
Why does he seem like somebody? I love how you said that. Drew, you seem like somebody that skips his shower.
I said
that's
pretty
damn.
Just hanging out, enjoying his time. He golfs a lot of the weekends.
He's gone. He maybe had to run to the restroom. There's no shower nearby, so he had to run to the restroom to use the toilet.
No shower nearby.
He's not over there.
What were the other stats? It wasn't even just the shower.
I'd have to pull up the rundown.
Some of the other ones really threw me off because it wasn't just that.
Oh, sing in the shower was another one, which you said you don't. And
I don't.
We don't believe it.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
It is hard to believe.
So we, for a while, had like a bathroom fan that had like a speaker in it. Then, okay. Cool. I think what happened was it got curbed when, so we had that, and then I started having like kids, little kids, and our house was really small. And I'm like, I'm not waking these kids up. I'm not playing music. I'm not making noise. You know, like,
here it is.
We're keeping things quiet here, and then I just never regained the habit.
In the shower, Americans, 27% say they sing, and then 23% said they plan for the day ahead. Like while they're in there, they're thinking out their plan. 19% said they reflect on the previous day. So you're just thinking to yourself, right? We've all been there. Almost 1 in 4 millennials find themselves thinking about work or crying in the shower.
I think those might be related for a lot of people who don't like their jobs, you know?
Yeah.
In fairness, off air, both of our friends here said that they liked their job. Jake and Aaron both said they liked
their
job.
They got a fun job, too.
But they didn't say it on air, so you know that it was, like, true because they said it when the mics were off.
It is a fun job.
It's true.
Liquor stores every day.
You hear that, Mike? You hear that, Mike Jones? Huh? They like
Mike
their job.
Is Mike your boss or just like? Oh, okay. I was like, is he your boss or just like up here? That's what I was trying to figure out. Is he coming tonight? Does he have a doctor's appointment at 9 o'clock that we don't know about?
He could.
I mean,
he could.
He's
come
resting
up
for tonight. Smart. Yeah. He's Maybe resting up for tonight. Someone's worried about Drew. They haven't seen him on camera over there. And there he is. Now he's emerged. Someone said, Drew, you're already woozy from fan club. Definitely losing the drink off.
Yeah. I just passed out.
Three sips in.
Sorry about that.
Three sips in.
We were worried about you. You okay?
Hey, I appreciate the
not a safe time
worry,
for someone to just disappear in the building. Okay.
I appreciate the worry, but I'm good.
All right. He's being mysterious about it. He's not even telling us where he went.
I was over in the side studio. I was getting some stuff done for that I normally do post-show.
Oh, you want to get ready for Kelly's early. I get you.
He's trying to get ahead of it. That makes
fair.
Sense.
Yeah.
Actually, we all try to knock off early on
Friday. I understand it's the
fan club,
but I do have a job to do at the same time, you know?
Let's not pretend like that's not something that we all participate in a workplace. We've created a one-hour segment for the last...
Well, luckily, our job could be going to a bar on Friday.
Fair.
You'd be like, oh, no, I accidentally end up in this bar just to... You know, make sense, I swear.
Exactly.
Fridays in the summer, just summer bar tour. Fan Club Fridays, just a summer tour of different bars.
Maybe we have you guys down... We're still trying to do Cody and Gold Lake Day. We want to go down and do a lake day. We think that would be... Invite anybody who's ever been on the show, is allowed to be invited down. We spend some time on the lake. Everyone has to take turns hosting so that everyone can still have fun.
Yeah.
Sazerac's the perfect people to have down there.
It is true.
Between Fireball and Buzzball.
Buzzball's Fireball.
That is prime lake drinks, I would say.
Yeah, honestly, and they said this, right? You need lake drinks when you're like, I can't believe I'm drinking at 9:15 a.m. and under every other normal human being circumstance, I wouldn't be. You need something like, a little juice in it.
Yeah.
Practically breakfast.
Practically breakfast. Yeah, exactly. 913-586-7965. Someone says, I'm convinced that people who urinate in the shower do not clean their shower because that's disgusting. Why do you put those two together? You know, if it goes down the drain, there's no issue.
And presumably, I guess, is it... For the majority of people who are doing this, beginning, middle, end, is there like a time zone here?
Jake?
Whenever.
You're the expert. Whenever. open season.
Whenever it comes, yeah.
Whenever
the. Like I said, sometimes you stretch it out.
I would hope it's not. I would hope it's not right when you walk in the shower, because then you could just have used the toilet right there before you walked in. Maybe it's just like you said, the warm water hits you. You know, you relax, and all of a sudden you're just like, well, here we are.
You're saying it so casually.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. As a reminder, one last time tonight, Kelly, 6:30. We will be there. I'll be there a few minutes early, but 6:30 is when the thing actually starts.
I got to stop off at the KC Current Stadium first. They have their season ticket member night that they're doing before their season opens up next Saturday. So, you know, I got to pick up my my 2025 scarf. I'm assuming that's the season ticket member gift tonight. So I got to get my scarf.
Are you sure it's a scarf?
Am I sure? No, I just that's typically what it is. So I'm guessing. They'll pick up the scarf.
Maybe it's a teal jersey because they got the all teal kit.
I doubt they're kits.
All teal kits.
I would love it. I doubt they're giving every season ticket member a free jersey. That would be incredible. I doubt that's what it is. But so I'm gonna stop there for a little bit, and then I'll meet you guys at Kaz. I'll be there probably by 6:30.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you get for being a season ticket holder, like a member?
Like discounts on some merchandise or whatever kind of stuff.
Is there like potential like meet and greet stuff that comes
I think
along
tonight,
with it
I won't
as well?
Go to this part, but I think they do an like autographs tonight for fans or whatever. I'm just going to pick up my scarf. Then I'm ready for next week's game. I'll be there next week.
You'll be there for the, it's called a match in soccer. Okay. You're a season ticket holder. You should really know that.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Drew, have you gone to a
it's
game
called the table,
or a match?
You know? I haven't gone to at the new stadium.
Right.
No.
We'll find a game. I'm not going to all 14 matches, so you can.
I'm down 100%.
Have you guys been out there for current game? Or the atmosphere is a ton of fun. Cody's been. Atmosphere is a lot of fun at current games.
Oh, awesome.
Really good atmosphere. Really awesome. Entertaining product. Especially a nice day, too. Like, the stadium's really cool.
They're a really good team. They got one of the league's best players. Like,
yeah, it's an entertaining product.
A lot of reasons
product.
To go out there.
All right, well, we'll see you guys a little bit later on tonight. Thanks for coming in studio. Our
helping
friends
us pregame.
From Sazerac. We'll be at Kelly's tonight at 6:30. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Coming up next, CDOT and Rob on the draft.